Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Standing in the Gap.
Speak the Word.
As servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must do as we're called to do. We must teach as Holy Spirit gives us utterance. Because if we're not teaching as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance, we might as well just sit down. Because it's really not going to do you any good. I've turned on the TV on and flipped it to a station, and I'm sure you've done the same thing. And I would think to myself, that sounds good. But then when you sit there, maybe not long, maybe a minute or less, you probably thought to yourself, well, that sounds good, but then you say, I don't think I really want to listen to that. And if you're a born-again believer, you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
That's right.
And He will discern, you know, help you discern what is good and what's bad.
Right.
And so I always feel like it's like a green light, you know, when the Holy Spirit is doing something in my life. If I've got a, you know, like a good feeling about it, got a green light. But if it's not feeling right in my spirit, then that's a red light. And so I don't want to go where there's red lights. I only go where there's green lights. So if you turn something on your radio or TV or your iPhone and you see something or hear something, and oh, that sounds good and bad, man, you realize, hey, I don't need to be listening to this. A lot of people will say, well, Pastor Joe, I can listen to it. It won't bother me. But they're wrong.
That's right.
They're wrong. Your mind is the best computer that was ever invented.
Amen.
And it recalls and remembers everything you hear and see. It just records it all. And that's why, you know, when you're listening to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit tells us that we can take this word in. I go to bed listening to it. I get up listening to it. I listen to it during the day. I read it in the car. I'm always looking for new ways of listening to the word. But when you do, then you have something there for the Holy Spirit to bring back to your remembrance. Because the word says that the Holy Spirit, He will bring back to your remembrance the things that you cannot remember. He'll bring back the word of God. And so you need to say that. You know, I know one of my prayers, I pray a lot in the mornings is, Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, I just welcome your presence, and I pray that you will speak through me today, and that you'll flow through me today, and that you'll bring back to my remembrance the Word of God and quicken it and make it alive into my spirit. And so there's things that we can say. We need to invite the Holy Spirit to help us because He's there to help us. Don't let the devil take advantage of you. God's Word is powerful, and the only thing the devil is afraid of is God's Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And say, well, I don't really think I want to listen to that. But we can choose what we hear and what our eyes see. We can choose to sit up under such teachings, or we can just flip the channel, or we can turn it off.
Amen.
Paul viewed the false teachers in Ephesus as charlatans who changed their messages when it was in their best interest to do so. And nothing's changed, friends. There are ministers who are still doing the same thing. They change their message to suit their own needs. I've noticed that there is one couple that comes on TV, and I won't mention names, and they use every holiday, I've noticed. I don't listen to them, but every now and then I come across every holiday. And sometimes I've gotten a habit, and I probably shouldn't do this, but anyway, I've gotten a habit of going on holidays to see what they're pushing. I know they're doing something. They're always pushing something. They're salesmen of religious ideas, experts at whetting people's appetites for their own ideas, their own gain. We have been given that same choice, saints. God gives us choices every day. We can choose. We're now living in such a time that Paul was telling Timothy about in 2 Timothy chapter 4, a time that no matter where you look, there are teachers and preachers using the Word of God for their own personal gain. Amen. In Matthew 21, 10 through 14, the Lord showed me, actually gave me a revelation about money changers several years ago. Today we have money changers. A lot of people don't think about this, but a lot of the churches are using their congregations, and really it's called the modern day money changers. For example, a lot of this oil that they're selling on TV and other things that they are pushing, they're claiming that it has something to do with the Lord, but that's not true. And all it's doing is lining their pockets. And there's nothing wrong with anointing oil, and there's nothing wrong with other things. It's not the product so much as that they're selling. It is the promises that they're putting behind what they're selling. False promises behind selling trinkets. Financial breakthrough, promising you financial breakthrough, promising you healing in your body, promising you prosperity and success. The promises which they're putting behind these things has nothing to do with whether or not God heals you. Are you hearing me? And it has nothing to do with whether God's going to prosper you financially. Has nothing to do with it whatsoever. You cannot buy God. You cannot buy blessings. You cannot buy Him. He is not for sale. Saints, they're not teaching the full truth of God's Word. It's modern day. There's always been modern day money changers and false teachers and prophets, even in Jesus' day, and we all know what Jesus did. In Matthew 21, 10 through 11, a New Living Bible, it says that the entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as He entered, talking about Jesus. And they said, "Who is this?" they asked. And verse 11 said, and the crowds replied, "It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And in the Message Bible, it says in verse 12 and 14, it says, Jesus went straight to the temple and threw out everyone who had set up shop buying and selling. He kicked over the tables and the loan sharks and the stalls of the dove merchants. He quoted this text. He said, "My house was designated a house of prayer, and you have made it a hangout," he said, "for thieves." Praise God. You know, we do that. It says in Matthew 21, that after this happened, that the lame and the blind walked into that temple, and Jesus turned around and healed them all free of charge.
Free of charge. All right.
Free of charge. Didn't charge them anything. Nothing that the Lord has for you cost. It's all free. Everything He gives you is free. Every blessing. Somebody had sent in an email. We get lots of emails and lots of phone calls. And this one lady sent in, and I helped her the first time. It was quite a bit. She was being evicted from her home, showed her car payment, her phone bill, electric bill, all of it. And I helped her with it. And then about a month later, I got another email. And usually, these go to my assistant ministry, and she usually takes care of all of this, most of them. And every now and then, the Lord will impress upon me to take care of one. And so, because they all come across my path, too. And I said, I'll take care of this one. And I did. I wrote a personal check out of my own personal account. And she had the same list again. She had a list. You know, she said that the Lord had put it in her spirit. You know, her car was not doing well. So the Lord had put it in her spirit to buy a new car. So she bought a new car, but she didn't have enough money to even get it registered. And she didn't have enough money for the insurance. So now, because she bought the car, she can't pay her rent, she can't pay her phone bill, and she can't pay her electric. And she would like if I could help her. God did not tell her. God will not tell you. That is not a blessing. She says He blessed her. No, He did not. That was her own thinking. That was her flesh. That was not God. God will never bless you in a way that will hurt you. When He blesses you, it will be putting you above. It will be blessing you in a way, whether it's your health, your finances, or whatever it is. It's not going to cost you to the point that's going to put you in a hole.
That's right. That's right.
That's not God's blessings.
Amen.
That you can't even consider that a blessing. That's flesh.
Amen.
You know, so we have to be careful that we make sure that when we're being impressed upon to do something, whatever, we must check on the Holy Spirit and see if this is of the Lord or if this is of us. If this is Joanne or if this is God. Because, you know, Joanne's has some ideas. But they're not going to have my ideas, you know, if they're not of the Lord, I can forget them. You know, He's not going to bless anything except for what He gives you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that it is written that You have blessed us with shepherds after Your own heart, who will feed us with knowledge and understanding, who have been anointed to stand in the gap and have been called to train up Your soldiers for these end times. I pray that all those listening will understand that they do not have to be a minister to pray for someone, that You, Lord, will use anyone who is willing, anyone who will step out in faith. I also pray that my brothers and sisters will recognize that You, Lord, need all the voices You can get to proclaim the gospel. For we are running short on time, and His children are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I pray that You won't let Satan take advantage of you because of your lack of knowledge of God's Word. Stay in the Word. Know who you are in Christ Jesus and what belongs to you. Remember, greater is He who is in you than he that's in this world. So stay alert at all times. Be careful about the messages that you feed on, and make sure that, like the Bereans, you will know that it is sound doctrine and not just a feel-good message, so you won't fall for all the trinkets they try to sell you in order to receive a blessing from God. Know this, you can't buy God's blessings. You can't buy Him. He is not for sale. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.